Dr. Rawiri Jensen's in with us. I was very keen to talk with Rawiri as well because he isn't convinced that this lessening of restrictions in level three is the right way to go because our vax numbers, Māori, aren't up to where they need to be to protect us. It suggests we're going down a dangerous path. Rawiri, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, mate. Can you elaborate on that thinking, please, Rawiri?
Well, we're exposed to a huge risk because we are the least vaccinated population in Auckland. So I get it that politically the Prime Minister is in a tough place because there's a whole lot of Auckland who is vaccinated and who's amped, wants to get out of the restrictions. So that's the direction we're going in. Loosening the restrictions is a very significant risk to Māori.
What would you have preferred to see?
Oh, I would have preferred that we'd stayed in level four for longer. I would have preferred to see that a vaccination program had sequenced or, you know, elevated the Māori population much earlier. We've had a few weeks since group four was opened up, and we've had a few weeks where Māori providers have been gassed up and get out and do the job and have done a great job, but we haven't had enough weeks of the vaccination program yet.
How long do you think we should have given ourselves to connect the Māori dots?
I think we're about a month behind the mainstream, about 4 weeks. That's an important 4 weeks. It's not a huge amount of time, and we would catch up to where the Pākehās are now. And it might be another week or two extra to get to where they're going to be in the next week or two. So, you know, honestly, once you get to 90% vaccinated, that's a very good result. I think we'll get all the way to 95% in the end, but we just need a bit more time to be able to get there.
Yeah, I'm frustrated at our numbers too. I would have thought our people would have climbed on board this one. You say that this we should still retain confidence that we'll get to 90% and beyond, even if I'm reading you right there, Rawiri. Why so sluggish at this stage?
Oh, it's really to do with the way the program is designed. You know, all of the messaging in the early stages was aimed at the people who were eligible under Group 2 and Group 3, and that wasn't us. So we haven't been exposed to good messaging. I think we've had a bit of better messaging in the last few weeks, and we've had, you know, Māori providers who have been gassed up and Pacific providers have been gassed up to get out there and get it done. And the results of that work has been showing up, you know, 10,000, 11,000, 12,000, 13,000 Māori per week in Auckland getting vaccinated. That's a bloody good result. But we just need a few more weeks of doing that to get us to a place where our community is properly protected.
Would you say Wellington have been ignoring then Uruta?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were nowhere near as influential as we'd hoped to be. The course has been set. And look, honestly, we've got a roadmap. And while I don't agree with loosening restrictions, here's the thing, whānau. We've got a roadmap. We can see where this is going. We've got an opportunity now, and I'm really clear about what that is. It's get vaccinated. If you've been on the wait and see channel, well, you've got to move. Get one done now. Get your first vaccination done now, whānau. So vaccination's everything to us right now. I think it's really critical.